With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. On the eve of President Trump's fourth visit to Montana since July to campaign against Senator John Tester, the Defense Department says it's continuing to investigate charges of professional misconduct by Rear Admiral Ronnie L. Jackson. Senator Tester brought up those charges after the president nominated Jackson to be Secretary of Veterans Affairs last April. Jackson subsequently withdrew his nomination before confirmation hearings could be held. Trump responded by attacking Tester on Twitter, saying he should resign. The president referenced the nomination dispute during his visit to Missoula October 13th.
John Tester led the Democrat mob in the effort to destroy the reputation of a great man, Admiral Ronnie Jackson.
Trump says Jackson is innocent and that allegations against him have been checked and proven untrue. But the Defense Department's Inspector General tells NPR that the investigation into Jackson is still ongoing. The Inspector General wouldn't predict when it might be complete. If the charges are substantiated, the Navy might have no choice but to fire Jackson. In Missoula, President Trump also said this about Jackson.
He didn't really want it, and he might not have been qualified, but here's a doctor at a high level.
Almost no Republicans rose to Jackson's defense following those remarks. Senator Tester maintains that the charges against Jackson were brought by 23 colleagues and former colleagues of Jackson, most of whom are still in uniform. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.